good to be here with you guys. And I know everybody in the room is silver and above, but what I'd like to talk to you about today is something that is one of the most important parts of your business. And that is the ability to have a stable organization. And what I'd like to do is take the next 45 minutes to an hour and discuss with you something that's going to change your financial future once you understand it. And my topic today is going to be on debt, but the three things that I specifically want to cover are number one, structure, number two, time management, and number three, relationships. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to take the next few minutes and talk about the importance of debt, but relating them to these three topics. Now, I think before you understand debt, you have to understand the plan. And I'm not sure when you see the plan today, you always fully get the full-blown plan. When I got in, a plan was 2.5 hours long, sometimes three. And people took a lot more time explaining all the bonuses. Now that the plan has been shortened, we show maybe 3-4 bonuses, and I don't think the people getting in have a full understanding of where the money comes from in Amway. And because we only show the first 1, 2, 3 ways of making money, we do talk about diamond, but we don't explain the pearl bonus. We don't explain the emerald bonus. We don't explain the diamond bonus. I think people get off on the wrong foot sometimes because they don't understand where the money comes from. And so what I'd like to do is to take about a minute and explain the plan to you. And explain some fundamental Brit philosophies that I learned early on in my career. And what I've been talking to you all weekend about is basically Brit fundamentals 101. That if you have these fundamentals under control, you have something to build on. And let's talk about a fundamental thought process that Bill has taught us right from the beginning. One of the concepts Bill taught was the reason you want to get width is to find depth. And what the depth does is it stabilizes your business. The depth is the security. But what it also is, it is the profitability. Let's talk about the pearl bonus very quickly. If you're a direct with 3 personally sponsored directs and you have no downline directs below your personal 3, what will your pearl bonus be, Larry Etheridge? Zero. So if you go pearl and you have no downline directs in your first 1 or 2 legs, or even your 3rd leg for that matter, your pearl bonus is zero. So to qualify for a pearl bonus, what must you have? Downline directs. Now, let's say you hit the emerald level, which means you're a solid pearl. Emerald is a direct with 3 directs for at least 6 months out of the year. How many 4% checks will you get off of your emerald chip? If you have 3 personally sponsored directs, how many 4% checks can you receive from Amway? 3. 3 4% checks is maybe what? $600, $700 times 3? That's not bad. Now, if they're running Ruby volume, you can double that. If they're running double Ruby volume, you can even double that. But the fact of the matter is, you break a direct, you get a 4% check. But when you are an emerald direct, you now get a pearl and emerald bonus down to and including the next layer of pearl. Now, Robert, if you're an emerald and you're getting 3-4% checks, and you have 25 downline directs in a non-Pearl organization below you, how many Pearl bonuses do you get? Did I say 22 or 25? 25. You get 22. Because you don't get, well, you know, you have 25 downline directs. So you get 25 bonuses. Now, the Pearl bonus is 1% of the BV of every downline direct. So if you have a downline direct doing 10,000 BV, and you get 1% of that 10,000, how much is that? It's $100. If you have 25 downline directs in that one leg, what is your bonus off of that? $2,500. Now, what would you rather have? Would you rather have one 4% check? Would you rather have all of the 1% checks in that leg as a Pearl bonus? The Pearl bonus. That doesn't count the Emerald bonus. That doesn't even count once you break your six direct for the Diamond bonus. The fact of the matter is, folks, there is a certain amount of benefit and profit in width, but your mass. Does Bill Britt make what he makes because he has 15 personally sponsored directs, or does Bill Britt make what he has because on the West Coast he has 2,500 directs and on the East Coast he has 4,000 directs? Does he make the majority of his money from the 15 frontline, or does he make it from the 7,500 downline directs? You have a choice, 15 frontline or 75 downline. What are you taking, Carl? 75 downline directs, 7,500 downline directs. But Carl, what did Bill have to do to qualify to get the bonus off them downline directs? He had to get the width to qualify for the depth. But the depth is what pays him the majority of the money. And I don't think we do a good enough job teaching people when they get in, the reason you want to help somebody, help somebody, help somebody, help somebody. I don't think the people getting in today truly understand that once you get into a leg, you can never lose by staying in that leg unless you're never going to be willing to get a third or a sixth leg. Now, if you're not going to be willing to get a third or a sixth leg, it is crazy for you to even start depth. You have not made the commitment to get a third or a sixth. Then you need to get very wide and let it be a make as much money in width as you can. Don't mess with depth, because if you never get a third or a sixth, you can't benefit from the Pearl, Emerald, Diamond bonus. And that's why when I only had one leg, i.e. Mike Bundy, and I really didn't have any other place to work, I gave Mike Bundy's business 1 to 2 nights per week, every week. While I looked for more places to work in width, I continued to build Mike's group. And I saw it getting deeper and deeper and bigger. And at one point, Mike was a very large majority of my organization. But do you know what Larry Winter said? Two things. One, I am willing to eventually find 2 legs, 3 legs, bingo, Pearl Emerald bonus. I am eventually willing to find leg 6, bingo, Diamond bonus. One day, I will have 9 legs, boom, EDC bonus. And therefore, the second thought kicked in. That every single person I put in Mike's business today was money in the bank for the future when I did find number three and number six. And that's why Larry Winters never minded going to work for Mike Bundy. And when Mike found Robert, I did not mind helping Robert. And when I found Robert, or Mike found Robert and I helped Robert, I did not mind helping Rick Cena. And when Robert found Rick, I did not mind helping Rick with Joe. And when Joe was going good, I didn't mind helping Joe with Alan. And a lot of people said, Larry, that's kind of crazy. You've already got a lot of good people. I was adding money into a savings account that I will draw from the rest of my life because I knew I'd find number three and number six. And I believe it's a thought process that isn't being taught as much anymore, but when I got in, we heard it almost every week at every meeting. It's called, you don't have a business until you've got a leg stable. And a leg isn't stable until you can walk away from it and it continues to grow whether you're there or not. Now, Bill does some teaching on that, and he basically says, when you have a leader backed up with a leader, backed up with a leader, you've got a stable leg. And I'm not going to take the time to talk about a leader right now. On another tape, which will be part of the series, Joe, Danny, John, or Robin will be covering that. I'm here to talk about structure. I'm here to talk about time management. I'm here to talk about relationships. So we're talking about structure. You want to get wide. And the purpose of width is to find a doorway to depth. You need, when you're new, to be spending more time on width than you are on depth. When you're new, you need to be spending more time on width than depth. But now that you're silver producers and above, I believe everybody in this room ought to be spending an equal amount of time in depth as you are in width, if not more so. Now, everybody in here has a different looking business to a degree. If I had David stand up and draw out his group, and I had Bruce stand up and draw at his group, Jeff stand up, draw at his group, every one of them guys would have a different amount of people sponsored. David, how many of you signed up since you've been in? 12. How many of you signed up since you've been in, Jeff? 18. How many of you signed up since you've been in, Bruce? 26, okay? Now, each one of them has a different amount sponsored. They also have a different amount very active. And based on A, how many they've ever gotten, but more importantly, B, the structure that they actually have now, they need to be spending their time differently in depth. Is this helping anybody? And so at the director above level, you need to be making sure that the people that you have put in are staying in. And the best way to keep people in is to have success in their group. And a new person that gets in your downline next week doesn't know what you know. So you need to take your talents and abilities and apply them in the downline for them for two reasons. One, to give them more of a reason to stay in. And two, to give you another level to get to stabilize that leg. Here is when you're working depth and you're building your structure, here's a good goal that I think you and everybody gets in the biz ought to shoot for. Structure-wise width, when you're working on your width, I think you ought to be excited and anticipating and set a goal of sponsoring 1 to 2 new legs per month until you're 12 to 15 wide. I think you as a direct and any new person getting in ought to have a goal of 1 to 2 new legs per month. Now listen to this. As the upline of that person, you also have to look at their downline business. And here's a goal for depth that you may have never heard of before. I believe a very obtainable and a very exciting goal in depth is get each of your legs that you've sponsored, the ones that want to run, help each one of them get 1 new person in depth per month. Just take it a month at a time for every person you sponsored that wants to go and spend at least 30 days helping them get 1 more deep. Now here's Wayne Martin. Wayne Martin teaches, and he's very accurate, one of the best teachers in Amway. Wayne Martin teaches that if you sponsor 12 to 15 people in the next 6 to 12 months, you will get 3 to 4 directs out of that batch, if you know what you're doing. He was the first guy I ever heard explain that if you sponsor 12 to 15 in width, you get 3 or 4 directs. He said, folks, that will also happen vertically. He said, if you get a leg 12 to 15 deep in 6 to 12 months, you will also identify 3 to 4 directs. So if you can go this way and get 3 to 4 out of 12, let's take this leg 1 deeper per month, and at the end of the year, that leg should be about 12 deep, and you should a year later see 3 to 4 directs bubble out of that leg. Now, Carl, Mitch, any one of you guys, if it takes you a year to get 12 wide, and 3 or 4 of them guys want to run, and you help 3 of those legs get 12 deep in a year, how long should it take you from day 1 to be in Emerald qualification? 2 years. To take you about a year to get your width, or maybe less than 2 years because you can start right away. John says 18 months, I agree. And he can come up here on the next tape and explain to you how he went Emerald in 18 months. But the fact of the matter is that stability precedes profitability. Because if you put in 12 to 15 people and don't help them get people, you'll have done the work of putting in 12 to 15, but as you go add batch 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, legs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 quit, now you've done the work of putting in 20 people and you've got no more than 12 anyway. It's called a revolving door. It's called the soup bowl, whatever you want to call it. John Crow calls it the soup bowl. You pour the milk in too fast, it goes out the other side. You got to stabilize everything you do. So structure, you need to work on your structure at the direct level. You need to work on your structure on your way to the direct level. That's even more important. So let's talk about the next thing, time management. I believe that each leg you sponsor, you need to commit 5 to 7 nights minimum in that leg, getting them started, doing the plan. QIs, full-blown go-to-guns QIs, board plans, However you can get the plan in front of somebody. Bill says, in the old days, when you sponsor a guy, be willing to do 5 to 7 meetings for that guy. That used to be house meetings. Well, since we don't use that as much anymore, although it's an option, what we do is we commit 5 to 7 nights of doing QIs for that person. And what you're doing those for is the one, lock that guy in, and two, to find somebody else to get in depth with. Guys, time management. You can't let the downline tell you when it's time to go get a new guy for them. You have to learn the art of forcing your way into their group, because they don't know the importance of getting somebody in quickly. You've got to learn the art and the knack of leading the new guy to the next step. And sometimes you got to lead him whether he wants to go or not, because they don't really know if they want to go until they see it happen, and then they're darn sure glad you did do it. Does that make sense to anybody? And so we've worked on our structure, now we're working on our time management. Every leg you sponsor, I believe you ought to commit, every leg you sponsor, I think you ought to commit 1 to 2 nights per week, sometimes 3 in that leg, until you get that leg going. Larry, if you commit 1 to 2 nights per week to a new leg, there ain't but so many nights per week. That's why we tell you to bring 1 to 2 legs per month in. Bill Britt teaches that you can work 3 to 4 legs at any one time. Listen to this statement. He's absolutely right. You can work 3 to 4 legs at any one time. But do you realize you can have as many as 20 to 25 growing legs at any one time? Do you understand the difference there? Here's an example. Larry and Pam Winters have 16 growing legs at this in my business right now. 16 growing legs. Now listen to this statement. I'm spending my time in 3 to 4 of them on a regular basis. But that doesn't mean the other ones aren't growing. How come? Because the first batch I put in of 12, I got a certain number of guys out of there I could run with. I got them going, I stabilized their legs, and I put in another batch. The fact of the matter is, you can only physically work with 3 or 4 growing legs at a time, but after you get them growing good enough, you don't have to spend the same amount of time with them. Now you can go get you another batch. So you can have as many growing legs as you want, but you can't physically work with 3 or 4 at a time. Make sure when you sit down with your calendar, you're giving the people that are ready to run the time they need to stabilize them before you go out there and get busy doing something that won't be or might not be as productive. Is this making sense to anybody? I feel like I'm singing at a choir, but I believe this will be a useful tape as people drive down the road and listen to it. So many directions I could go with time management, but one of them is, let's secure what you've got. The guy you just got to the meeting and you just did a follow-up on, let's get him in before we worry about getting the next guy in. Let's keep him in. Let's get good at making sure he comes back to the next meeting because somebody's been invited for him. Now, this is not permission for you to work one leg at a time. It's not permission for you to work 2 legs at a time. It's permission for you to get wide enough so you can get so darn busy you ain't got time to see straight. And that's when you really get productive, and that's when you have to figure out how to be productive and be creative. And it's fun working three or four legs at a time, folks, because that's when people start needing you and you're not there for everybody at one time, and you can work different legs, you don't wear out your welcome, and there's a lot of benefits to being in three or four legs at once. So I'm not saying sponsor one and live in it, and then sponsor two and live. I'm saying get your 12 and work three or four. Does that make sense? Let's go to relationships. I think this is one of the most important areas of the business. As I work a leg, I'm nurturing and starting friendships. And the foundation of friendship is respect. And the reason I want to go to work for each guy in my downline best I can is to gain their respect. I want to do for the new guy what nobody has ever done for them in their life. I want to be more committed to the new guy than their own mom and dad will probably be, than their brothers or sisters, darn sure more than their boss. And it takes me about 120 days to start and get a friendship in the process. You ever heard Bill say, if you build a friendship, you build a direct ship? Well, if you don't spend time with anybody, how in the world do you build a friendship? There's no way you can build a friendship if you don't spend time with people. So when I sponsor somebody, I sponsored John Dumproff. I sat down with John, I explained to him the importance of a list of names. He came up with one. But since John didn't trust me and he wasn't too sold on the business yet, John wanted to show it to a bunch of people that didn't live in Raleigh. You know what I said? Fine. Where do you want to go? And he said, I got a guy in Greensboro who wants to see it, Winston-Salem, Lexington, and back in Greensboro. And so one Sunday afternoon, John Dumproff and Larry Winters get in a car, my car, at my expense, and we leave out of Raleigh. And we go to Greensboro, we do a QI, we go to Winston-Salem, we do a QI, we drive down to Lexington, wherever it was. What's the name of that place, John, we were at? Lincolnton. And then back into Greensboro to do another plan. Got back Sunday night about 9 o'clock. Now, why did I go do that? Looking for depth? No. I wanted to blow John's mind with my commitment to him and let him know that I was truly going to help him. Now, ulterior motive? You bet. Because I didn't know if John was going to do it. I didn't trust John at that point any more than John trusted me. He didn't want to give me any names locally because if they didn't want to do it, he didn't want to be embarrassed. But I didn't know if he was going to stay in through his first negative brother-in-law. So I was doing it for two reasons. One, to spend some time with John, let him know everything would just be great. And number two, I was trying to find somebody that if John didn't want to do it, I wanted to find somebody below John who might want to do it. Folks, I went and did those four QIs with John. I went back and did the follow-ups. We got one of the guys started. I went down there and did some board plans. We weren't doing the QI system totally yet. We didn't have a Greensboro open at the time. So I had to go there and do house meetings. And I went week after week after week doing house meetings. And you know what? I took John with me to the house meetings for two reasons. I wanted to spend time with John to nurture that friendship, and I wanted to look for somebody that might come to that house meeting who also wanted to be in John's downline that I could drop into depth with and start the same process. Well, moral of the story, what happened out of that? Not one of those four people stayed in, and not one of those four people ever hung around. But because of that 3-month time period that I spent with John, we started to develop a friendship. And to this day, John Domproff is a director on my team, will be a diamond director on my team. That wasn't the reason we have a friendship, but those first 90, 120 days was the foundation of the friendship. I committed more to John than anybody had ever committed to John at that point in his life, and he could not believe I was willing to do that. Now, here's another fact about relationships. When nothing panned out, did John feel bad about that? You bet. That was my chance to show him that he was more important to me than the PV. And it was my chance to shine in front of John and say, John, I don't care about the PV. I don't even care about them people that did or didn't get in or stay in. John, I care about you and Val. And folks, that's when John started realizing that Larry wasn't a PV producing machine, that Larry was human, and that Larry was nice, and the most important thing was that Larry cared for John. And that's what started the emotional bond between us. It wasn't the success of the guy getting in, it was the success of the guy getting out. Because when that guy fizzled out and John felt lower than a pregnant ant, it was my chance to put my arm around John and Val and say, it's okay. It's a scrimmage. He wasn't meant to be in. I don't mind if you don't mind. Don't worry about it. Let's keep going. Let's find some more. You're my business associate. You're not quitting. I'm not quitting. So we're going to be together forever, and we're going to be successful if we keep looking. And it was a chance to build a bond. Now watch this. That wasn't my only leg. But because I had built a bond and I moved on, John and I were emotionally handcuffed together. And because I moved on from Ruby at the Point to Emerald, and I started going places John couldn't go, and he was emotionally tied, John had a need to go build the business. And because we were emotionally handcuffed together, I moved on to Diamond. I created a bigger need for John and Val to move on so that they could be with Pam and Larry. Folks, this business is not mechanics. It's thought process. And if you're out there just trying to sponsor people to increase your PV, your downline sees through that like a piece of cellophane. You must get this thing in your heart, and you must be out there for the benefit of the downline. And remember this, because of the way the plan works. Anything you do for your downline, you're really doing for yourself. Fundamental 101. If you help enough other people get what they want, you automatically get what you want. So we've talked about structure. Let's talk a little, and we've talked about time management, we've talked about relationships. Let's talk a little bit about some tips on depth. Number one topic, confusion. Sometimes you hear people say that you need to be paying 12 PV checks at direct. Sometimes you hear people say you need to be paying 15 PV checks at direct. Sometimes you hear people say you need to be paying 20 PV checks at direct. But let's think about the big picture. How many of you all would like to be a Ruby direct making $65,000 a year? Would you raise your hand? Okay. But how many of y'all see that as a passing through point and you want to make $5 million a year? That's what I thought. Now, if you talk about Ruby being big money, then all you need to do is get real wide. But if you want to make $5 million a year, I don't know any Rubies making $5 million a year. When you have a guest speaker of any type at any time come in and talk to you, they're going to talk to you from their perspective and what they teach their group in most cases. But that guest speaker might only come once every 3 years, no matter how great they are, no matter how wonderful they are. They're not going to be with you every step of the way, but your upline is. Do you understand? To make it in this business, you need to be plugged into a growing upline, not a growing guest speaker. And so no matter how wonderful the person is, no matter what they say, before you alter your thought process and the way you structure your business and spend your time, you need to check upline, and you need to duplicate what your upline's teaching, because that's the team meeting you're going to, that's the guy you're counseling with. And if your upline's saying you ought to go direct paying 4 PV checks, it might be way wrong, but he's your upline, you might want to do it because he's the guy helping you on a regular basis. Does this make sense to anybody? Now, is width good? Yes, width is good. Is width more important than depth? That's a perspective. I think if you commit to people that you sponsor, you don't have to get but so wide to get good legs going. Now, I do tell you this, you ain't going to sponsor 3 and get 3 directs. You're not going to sponsor 6 and get 6 directs. But this is a new Amway. This is a new business. It is a new economy. And do you know that in 1971 and 72 and 73, standards were set for doing certain things that today I think can be approved on? John, you're an emerald with diamond identified. How many people have you personally sponsored since you've been in? 19 people. Now, why can John have diamond identified with 19? Because he caught on to the concept of depth very quickly. And he knew that if he had somebody to work with, he had them, and he could spend time with them, but he also knew that if he didn't have somebody, he had to go get somebody else. Here's a statement. If you're willing to go get somebody new, you're always going to be okay. But why go get somebody new and leave the guy who would be a good doorway to somebody else if you don't have to? So don't get confused on what a guest speaker says. Learn from everybody. Learn from it. Be a learning, just a sponge. But don't let people from the outside of your upline confuse you. And that's for this team, and that's for anybody on any other team listening to this tape. You need to be plugged into your growing upline and duplicate them and their work habits and their thought process, period. And don't let my team or anybody else's team confuse you. As you go into depth, what are you really trying to do? You're trying to spot people that one day will be able to run their own business. And if you don't spend time with these people, you will not be able to see them changing as a person. If you don't know what they know, how do you know what you have to teach them? And if you're not spending time with downline, how in the world are you going to know what to teach them? Can't do it. So the thought process of starting a new leg is quite simple. The end result is you want to have somebody in that leg that will run that entire group. Jeff, you'd like to have six legs that are doing their own family reunions, their own dream nights, and their own spring leaderships, and all you and Diane have to do is walk in twice a year, three times a year, wave to everybody, tell your story, and tell them they can do it. Is that correct? Yes. That, is that the end goal of everybody in here? Let me ask you this. Brit Fundamental 101. The goal is to work yourself out of a job. Is that correct? If you've got nine legs and you have to do everything for everybody, you've got nine part-time jobs. Now, you're going to have a part-time job, quote, if you will, put it in a perspective, for a short period of time, doing everything for everybody. But your goal is to find somebody that can accept some responsibility. They accept a little bit, you give them some. I mean, you give them some, they accept it, they do good. Give them a little bit more. They handle it well, you give them a little bit more. And the end result is they're running their entire organization. How many times a year does Paul Miller work on in the winner's organization? Twice. He comes in and speaks at my Dream Night family reunion. We've got a pretty good organization, don't we? He spends about 6 hours a year with this team, more or less. I mean, there might be a few more different things, but for all intents and purposes, that's when he comes in and does depth for my team. You think he makes a couple bucks off this organization's volume? Who handles the negative on the winner's team? Does Paul and Debbie handle all the negative, or is Larry and Pam? Who makes the decisions on where Family and Dream Night's going to be? Paul and Debbie or Larry and Pam? Who organizes it all? Paul and Debbie or Larry and Pam? Who does all the logistics and makes the flyers and sends out the tickets and all that stuff? Paul and Debbie or Jeff White? That's a little joke. Jeff White and Tanya are, they're doing quite a bit of it, but the fact of the matter is the responsibility still falls on my shoulders, doesn't it? Does Paul and Debbie have a trouble-free leg in the winner's organization? Do you think Debbie Miller's income's secure if anything happens to Paul on his leg? What happens if one or two of us quit? What happens if I have a direct, have a divorce, and they fall out? You think Paul's got to go get a part-time job? Debbie's back at Millbrook teaching school? Question. Would you like to have an organization like Pam and Larry Winners in your downline? That's the ultimate goal, and every time I start a leg, I'm looking for somebody that's willing to rise to that level. But what you do is you give a little responsibility. They take it, they handle it well, it goes good, you give them a little bit more, and you give and you give and you give. Now, if they ever, you ever give it and they take it, but it doesn't go well, you might want to go back into that role for a couple months until they rise to that level. Biggest mistake I see people make in depth. The upline thinks that when the downline changes pins, their leadership ability changes with it. Almost every person in Amway thinks that because the downline pin changed, they now are a better leader. All it means is they have a bigger pin. They might be a worse leader. A pin does not equal leadership ability. And so what you want to do is, number one, you want to get people in, because it's hard to work with people who are not in. I was over there trying to drive depth with the bellboy the other day, and it just didn't work too good. How come? Because you ain't in. I said, what do you say? You make a list of names, I'll make some calls for you. He said, what are you talking about? I said, oh, geez, I forgot one part. I didn't show him the plan. So number one, you got to get them in. Now, they might be in, but they might not. They're in, but now you got to look for the next level. And that is they're taking action. It's hard to turn an organization over to somebody who's not taking action. That's why some of y'all don't have your own business yet. Because you're in, but you're not taking any action. We got quiet now, didn't it? Little stiletto right in the side of the neck. Never saw it coming. People are bleeding. They don't even know it yet until their shirt gets wet. You got to get people in, then you got to get them taking action. That's probably two different people in most cases. Because sometimes you get the guy in, but he doesn't want to do it, so now you got to sponsor somebody underneath him. Now, by sponsoring that guy underneath him, sometimes that guy that's in now does take action because he has a reason to perform. But if you didn't get him somebody downline, he would not have taken action. But there's a third level. You got to have somebody willing to listen to you and counsel with you and be tied into you so that you can pass your thought process to them. And so the guy might be in, he might be taking action, but he might be a wild duck, unplugged, doing it his own way. He might even be a negative to the organization. Well, you can't pass the organization to that guy. There's no way you can let somebody run their own business if they don't even come to the meetings or come to the... They have no idea what they're doing. They might be showing a plan like a wild man until they fall in line and submit to a growing up line. You can't let them run their own business. You still have to stay in there. Then you're looking for the fourth thing. The next thing you're looking for, they're in, they are taking action. And I'll be gosh darn if they're not listening and counseling on a regular basis. Okay? But now, here's the situation. The guy won't get the proper structure he needs to be an edifiable person to the rest of his group. And now you've got a guy with a direct pin, a profit-sharing pin, but he's not wide enough. He doesn't have the structure identified to go to the next level. And so you can have a direct teaching the group how to go direct, but because that guy will not get the proper structure, you can't talk about his future emerald ship. You can't talk about his future diamond ship because he hasn't proven to be willing to go do it. So now you have to be patient and wait for somebody downline to get all those attributes before you can pass the organization to that guy. So the fourth thing you're looking for is somebody with edifiable structure. They might be in. They might be taking action. They might be listening and counseling. But you know what? If they don't have some good width, how can they teach their downline to get width? And when I see somebody with non-edifiable structure, I know until that person changes or somebody in the downline figures it out, that that leg can never get past direct. And how can I turn an organization over? How can you have a Coliseum function with a direct? You got to be a strong direct to fill a Coliseum. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some big mass in them first two legs. Well, now we got a guy that's in. He's taking action. He's listening. I'll be gosh darn. He's got some unbelievable structure. What's the ultimate thing you've got to find in a leg before you have totally walked away from that leg to where you do two times a year functions? You've got to find somebody willing to take responsibility for the entire team. They've got to be willing to take responsibility. And in my eyes, that means a lot of things, but without going into all of them, I'm going to talk about a couple. That means they remove confusion from their group and they keep the negative out of their group to the best of their ability. The people that rise to that fifth level of responsibility means that they know what they're doing and you know it, and therefore they can keep the confusion out because they're in their group enough to teach the group how their group does it and there's no confusion. Robin Yates is a Ruby Direct, getting ready to go Emerald. He's got a brand new group. It's exploding. He's got over 300 people. It's going through the roof. Robin builds his Emerald ship. I know he's not an Emerald yet, but he's got the foundation structure. It's just a matter of the clock ticking. By the time you hear this tape, he'll probably be in qualification. But John Hufstutler's an Emerald also with about 300 plus people going to 500. Robin's going to 500. But they both have a different organization and they have different thoughts in their organization and some different techniques in the organization. They're both under my banner. They fly under the Miller Winners banner, but they're very different leaders and they have different thoughts. Why do their groups continue to grow? Because John knows what he's trying to accomplish, he knows how he got the business built, and he teaches from him down. There's no confusion in the Hufstutler organization. Robin does things just a little bit different, and better or worse, neither. Robin figured out how to make his business grow, and if you had his first three directs stand up, every one of them would say, I learned how to build Amway from Robin, and that's why I'm not confused, because he's not confused. John's directs would say, I know how to build Amway from John, he's not confused, I'm not confused. If you got Joe's six direct legs up, they'd say, I learned Amway from Joe, and they're all different. The common denominator is, Joe knows what he's doing, Robin knows what he's doing, John knows what he's doing, and therefore they're in their group. Their group knows what to do. Is this helping anybody? But then the last thing is negative as I close. You got to eliminate the negative. You got to be willing to deal with the situations in your downline, and here's the ultimate factor of whether you're ready to run your own group. You're not only willing to handle the negative, but the negative does not affect your productivity. You've got to be enough of an overcomer that no matter what happens down line, you've learned fundamental Brit 101. There ain't no Amway emergencies. Everything will be okay. See, folks, these are fundamentals that Mike and I and Danny and Rush learned so far back, and I've never forgot them, because they're reinforced all the time through the word. And when you know what you're doing and where you're going, you can direct your organization to where they need to go. And the reason I can handle negative, because you couldn't make something up to shake my tree, because you know what? Everything will be okay. You don't understand. We had a guy. It'll be okay. We had a woman. It'll be okay. We had a couple. It'll be okay. We had a group. It'll be okay. The thing's been around 33 years. Whatever's been done wrong in your group's been done wrong 100 times before in Bill's group. Bill's okay. You'll be okay. Just don't let it bother you. The ultimate goal is to find somebody who will handle responsibility. Now, as I close, here's what's exciting. what is life like when you get wide enough to go ruby? Well, here's what life is like. You start getting excited and you start building Amway with a different fever and pitch and belief, because if you go ruby properly on my team, what's properly mean? If you go ruby with the proper structure, you can go ruby with 3 5,000 legs, or you can go ruby with 9 1,500 legs. 9 1,500 legs is not necessarily the goal, but that's a very good structure. You might go ruby with 9 legs. The first one might be 6,000. The second one might be 5,000. The third one might be 4,000. And then a bunch of them at 500 and 600 and 700. Well, which is better? I think the 6,000, 5,000, 4,000 structure is better. But ruby means you're paying some checks. You've got some width. And if you go ruby with 3,000, 5,000 legs and that's all you got, you ain't really going ruby. That's really not a ruby ship with proper structure means you've got some good hoss legs, but you got some more guys identified coming on. Well, what we're trying to teach you at this point on this tape is very simple. When you go ruby with the proper structure, we know you've got emerald in the bag. Therefore, when you get ruby, we can just about set a timetable when you can become free. And that ought to give you so much hope that no matter what the circumstances in your life are, you say, you know what? I can be an emerald 1 year from now. I can tread water. I can handle anything. I can put up with any junk at work for 1 year if I'll be free the rest of my life. Proper ruby is going to set you up for emerald. Emerald's going to get 99% of the people on my team free for the rest of their life if they go ruby properly. Now, the reason we teach you to go ruby is so you can identify emerald. The reason we want you to go emerald is so that you can buy your time back if you choose, which most people do. You can buy your life back from the stupid job. Now you can go diamond with a fevered pitch, but you're not killing yourself. You can go diamond from emerald quickly, and I won't say conveniently, but you can do it more rested than if you have a job. Joe, were you working yourself to a frazzle going emerald working at IBM? You had a major responsibility at work and a major responsibility to your team, is that right? When you went emerald, you quit IBM, is that correct? Now, you still stayed in the mode, but you now had a lot more free time to handle things. You started building Amway at a little bit more rested pace, is that correct? But it also enabled you to work distance, enabled you to stay up later, enabled you to give more, which speeded up your process of going diamond, is that correct? So Joe took his emerald ship, bought his freedom, so he could get his diamond ship. Moral of the story. When you're a direct with 6 directs, and you've got 200 downline directs through those 6 groups, you've got a very secure income. You've got a very secure lifestyle. Your wife isn't too worried about whether one couple get negative or not. Going diamond with 200 directs, or being a diamond, I should say, because I didn't go diamond with 200 directs, but I'll tell you what, my first year at diamond, we had very stable organizations. Why? Because of the factor of depth. Where did I learn it? From my upline, Paul Miller, who is a master of depth. A lot of people think Paul Miller is the most phenomenal guy ever in width because he has 20 personally sponsored directs. I'm going to give you a tip. You look at the mass he has in his first 3 or 4, 5, 6 legs. That's where his income comes from, folks. He He'll tell you that himself. And then look up line to Bill Britt, who has the number of directs he's got, who has one of the largest Amway businesses anybody's ever built in the history of the business. It's literally incredible what Bill's got, and he's been teaching us how to do it since I got in, and he's been teaching it longer than that. I hope I said something here today to help you. Hope it got some cobwebs out of your mind, and I hope you apply some of these techniques to your business, and your business becomes stable and solid and profitable too. Love y'all. God bless you.
This tape has been produced independently of Amway Corporation and has not been reviewed by Amway. While the techniques and approaches suggested in this tape may have worked for others, no one can guarantee that they'll work for you. We sincerely hope, however, that the ideas presented here will assist you in developing a strong and profitable Amway business.